Hey, you guys, what is up? Welcome back to Gals in the Go podcast. It's me, Brooke, today. Just pop it on. It's going to be a pretty brief episode, but just like I was bored. I'm sitting right now. I'm currently on my floor, sitting at home on Long Island. I say on, not in, because I feel like that's the proper way to say it. But Long Island, New York, where I'm born and raised, and I'm home this weekend for my mom's 50th birthday. She's having like kind of, we do parties big, okay? So she's having kind of like a larger party. I mean, it's not like crazy big, like hundreds and hundreds of people big, but a lot of planning has gone into this. You guys have to follow me on social media to see the outcome of this party, because I think it's going to be pretty significant. But we're getting really excited for it, and I'm home for a few days. I actually extended my trip pretty decently. I came home on Wednesday. I drove and then took the ferry from Boston. The ferry is in Connecticut though, so I like drive to the ferry 2 hours from like where I live, and then I hop on the ferry and then I go another 2 hours, so like the whole trip is a little over five, but you get the break of like the ferry, I guess. And I extended my trip here because I had a bunch of doctor's appointments, and I just like do all my doctors and stuff here, and it was just nice to be home for a few days. And luckily with like the work I do with social media and stuff, I could do it remotely, so that's why I've been home. And I'm gonna be home a little bit into next week, but then I will be back to Boston again. But I wanted to hop on and just do like a little bit of a life update. I know I've briefly mentioned a few things in episodes with Danielle, and if you guys follow me on YouTube or Instagram, you might know some of this stuff, but I think there might still be some confusion with future plans, you know, where I'm at right now, just kind of like my life path, I guess. I mean, I have questions too about my life path, you know. I don't even know what I'm doing. Every day is something new, but I'm very thankful for it, and I'm thankful for you guys and the podcast in general. So if you guys are new to our show, join our Facebook group, or you got to connect with us. We're really big on like building the community. So like we have a Facebook group, we have the Instagram. You guys can stay in touch with us on there, and we love keeping up with you guys. And we also, this was so exciting, you guys, we just dropped merch. So we dropped some cropped tees and the nude hoodie, which was like a mega sellout. We did like a limited quantity drop just to see that, you know, how it would do. And it sold out like in the first day. And then I think we only have a few of the cropped tees left. So I wonder if those are still available by the time this goes up. But you guys can always check out our merch quantity, like whatever we have in stock, at shop.podcastone.com/gals. But I will say, a lot of people are like, when are the hoodies coming back? We will be announcing that also on social media. So you'll have to keep up with us there, because we're doing like another more limited quantity drop, and I just have a feeling it's going to sell out quickly again, because now everyone's been getting theirs and like tagging us in pictures and stuff. And oh my gosh, I love it. I love our merch. I think it's great, but I really specifically like this hoodie, and the crop tees are so fun. If you guys follow Danielle and I on TikTok, you've been seeing the hoodies everywhere. Not the hoodies, the crop tops, sorry. We wore them in our dancing TikToks. Oh my gosh, you guys, I have never been a dancer. When I originally heard of TikTok and I heard that it was for dancing, I was like, this is so stupid. Like, let the little 14-year-olds do it, whatever. And then here I am making TikTok dances a few months later. And someone commented that, like, Brooke is so stiff. I am the world's worst dancer. Like, if I'm dancing even at a bar, I'm a terrible dancer. So I don't know why I allowed myself to get on this trend of doing TikTok dances. Someone let me know what happened to me, but I have other TikToks too. Like, I feel like it doesn't have to be, when I talk about TikTok, people are like, oh my God, you're on that like cringy app. And you could do other things too. Like, I have one of like my Trader Joe's favorites, you know, that's why I really like it, because it's so useful. I follow like some like psychology accounts and like actually like really interesting stuff that just doesn't have to do with like dancing, you know. Oh, sorry, I'm reading right now. I posted a story on the Gals in the Cup pod. Literally, what did I just say? On the Gals in the Go podcast Instagram, I posted a story asking you guys, not really for questions, but more like, what would you like me to chat about today? And a lot of it is just like life updates and then moving plans, which we'll get into. My God, Love is Blind. LOL. I don't want to give away spoilers, but that's been my favorite show right now. It's big on social media right now. It's Love is Blind on Netflix. That's what I've been binging lately. So this isn't The Happening. We're not doing The Happening anymore. This is just like a fun bonus episode. But in the future, there will just be one a week. But like I said, I just had some time to kill today. So I was like, Danielle, do you care if I do one? And obviously that's all good. And we will be posting bonus episodes here and there. It's going to definitely be more of like a sporadic thing versus like two structured episodes a week. But you guys can always guarantee that we will have an episode for you every single Wednesday. And you guys probably noticed we try to get them up like nice and early, like little after midnight Eastern time, because we want all of you guys who have a commute or whatever to be able to listen, you know, if you're driving to work at like 6-7 in the morning on the East Coast, so that it's up and ready for you guys. So that's always fun. And you guys can follow our show. I've been loving Spotify for listening to podcasts. That's a personal thing. But anyways, I guess we'll start with a little bit about me. Like I said, home for my mom's birthday. Everybody's doing so well. So if you didn't know my family structure, it's my mom, my dad, and then I have a younger brother, Sal, who he's 18 now. I cannot even believe I say he's 18. I'm like, he's 18. Like, I've always just thought of him as like my younger brother. And like, I mean, that still obviously is younger, but holy crap, he's an adult. And he looks like it. Every time I see him, I'm like, oh my gosh, you're growing up so much more. But I think that's like what happens when you only see your siblings, you know, every few months and not like every day. It's like when you see them, you're like, oh my God, what the heck? Because I just saw him for Christmas and then I saw him again. I'm like, whoa, hi. But he is doing so well. He's preparing to graduate high school in June. Long Island schools go kind of late. Like my graduation and prom were like end of June, and I think his is too, which I feel like most high schools like in the rest of the country are more like May is the activities, but like we go through June. Like we still have finals and stuff early June. But it's all good. And then he goes to college in the fall. Oh my gosh, he's going to Sacred Heart University and he's playing lacrosse. So he's lacrosse season coming up. He's really excited for that. He's been doing so well. It's so good to see him when I'm home and stuff, but we are always staying in touch. You guys should listen to our episode together and Danielle's episode with her brother. Those are two really, really fun episodes of our podcast. And I feel like it gives like a little more insight into like our personal lives and stuff. But that's really fun. So been home with him and the rest of my family. Everybody else is doing great. Dad, mom. I feel like my mom's always popping up on like my social media. We made a TikTok last night. Oh my gosh, this whole thing. Brooke talking about TikTok for like 30 minutes or however long this episode is. But we're all doing really good. And oh, I think I talked about this in a YouTube video. What's happening with like my family and stuff. I think that they are going to put this house up for sale. I don't really know like a specific timeline, but I know like around the time that my brother graduates, I think, and they are going to, they don't like to call it downsize, but they are going to quote right size because my brother's moving out. I obviously am moved out. I just come home and like visit all the time. Not really all the time. It's like every few months. I feel like I'm actually not here that much, but like when I come home, I'm here for like a week. So that's why I feel like I'm here all the time. Anyways, they are quote right sizing because this house, it's just, it's a lot of upkeep, I think. There's a lot of just like spaces and stuff that we don't use. Like the yard's pretty big, stuff like that. So we got this house when I was a sophomore in high school. And yeah, we've been here ever since. And I think it was always known that when, it was always a thing like when Sal and I graduate school and like we're, you know, kind of out of the town, they were going to entirely leave the town and move permanently to Pennsylvania, where my mom works. But then they decided to right size here, as they call it, and get like a smaller house here. And then they have a apartment in Pennsylvania that they just rent for my mom's work. So then they'll go back and forth and they'll be able to actually do the back and forth together. Cause usually my dad stays here cause my brother's still in school. Or my dad will go for like one day, but not like the entirety of my mom's trip. And they are just like a very, they're really good at like distance. I would say my parents as a couple, they have like a really, really solid, strong relationship. It's something that I like really admire about them. But I know that they would like love to be traveling together. Even it's not like intense traveling, but just doing the road trip and like staying with each other. So I think that that will be happening more coming up once my brother graduates and they do the move and everything. But I think it's like really overwhelming to think about the move and stuff. Obviously that's like a big change and stuff like that. So I really don't know like a timeline for when that's happening, but I think a few months from now. And that's my family's move. But the good thing is they'll still have like a house in this town that I grew up in, which is really exciting because I am, drumroll please, moving to New York. If you guys didn't know, I casually mentioned it in a few podcast episodes, but my deal is right after college, I took a job. I went to the University of Georgia actually as well with Danielle, but I'm 2 years older, if you guys didn't know. I majored in marketing and I got a job right out of college, but the job was either offered to me in Burlington, Massachusetts or Austin, Texas. And I chose Burlington, Massachusetts because I was like, oh, Boston's cool. Like I would live in Boston or closer to Boston and like commute out for work. And I mean, you guys probably followed the process. If you didn't, you can go back and watch my videos or whatnot. I was actually watching some of my old work videos recently because I just wanted to see some things and like how I've changed or whatever. And yeah, they were really fun at the time. Like the videos were fun and stuff, but I was obviously killing myself doing so much at once. And that was an interesting time, but whatever. So I took the job and then I quit the job, and I've just been, you know, living in Cambridge since, just doing my thing outside of Boston. And I really love Boston. There is like a lot of opportunity there. And I was really toying back and forth in my mind of, should I stay now that I like moved to this new city and I like made all these like awesome friends or whatever. I don't even know. I was just like finally starting to get in my groove. And I feel like I was starting to like make a home for myself, if that makes sense, like get in a routine and like meet people that I really enjoyed being around and like do cool things and like be like in Boston, you know, making YouTube videos. Like it definitely makes you more unique to be doing social media in a city that not everybody lives. No shade to anybody who lives in LA and does social media for a job, because there's so many pros to being out there too. Like if you wanted to, you know, hop on a set or something, like you can do that tomorrow. Or if you want to, you know, pitch a project, it's probably easier to do it out there. But there's definitely pros, obviously, to being in a different city as well, because the market is, I would say, like less saturated. So if people, you know, are searching for Boston vloggers, there's the pool of talent is significantly less than like what it is in LA. I feel like everyone lives in LA. And I mean, a lot of people live in New York too, and like these major cities. But so that's why like there was pros to staying in Boston. I was like, you know, I'm starting to feel comfortable. Whatever, I have to reference my phone for some of these notes, you guys. But yeah, my lease is up mid-June. I was just going back and forth in my mind. And then honestly, like beginning of this year, I kind of came to that conclusion. I think I like talked about it like a lot. And I know everybody's like, okay, Brooke, we freaking get it. You like went through some crap with like friends or whatever. But a large majority of the reason that I was considering staying in Boston, and I really, you know, I had options. I was like, I could move to New York, and I'm so lucky. I'm in a financial position where I have options at 22 to like consider, you know, should I leave the city or whatever? And it's obviously, this is all like my own funds and my own decision. It's not influenced by, I tried not to let like family or whatever influence it at all. And it's my, at the end of the day, it's my own decision, because it's, you know, my money that I have to spend on the movers and like whatnot. So it's, you know, my costs to incur. But I'm so lucky, obviously, to have like the support of my friends and family of what mostly whatever I do. So anyways, started to finally get comfortable in the city, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to stay. And then I had a lot of just stuff happen. And then I realized you can't choose to stay in a city just because you have friends there. You know, like I was literally about to alter the path of my entire life. Like, yeah, only for a year. But I was like looking at apartments in Seaport, Boston, which I love that area so much. Like if I was going to stay, I would definitely be considering moving to Seaport. I just love it. There's so much to do. You can, you know, such great restaurants and workout places. And it's just like so up and coming with shopping and whatever. Like you can walk downstairs and everything's at your disposal, which is what I really liked about that area. But then I compared that to like a nicer version of like a New York. And I'm like, you know, if I move to New York, I'll have a similar experience there. And yeah, I just realized you can't choose to stay in a city just because you're finally making friends there, because it's just like staying because of a relationship or something. I mean, you never really know like that relationship, I guess, unless it's like the most stable relationship ever. Like that relationship could fail. And then like, what do? You're left to like pick up the pieces of your own life and be like, I don't know what to do. So yeah, I just chose, like, I was like, I'm not going to stay in the city just because I have a few good friends now. And like, I have this routine down and stuff. Like I've always wanted to go to New York. That was my goal always, actually, in college. Like even sophomore, junior year, I was like, you know, I'll probably move to New York after college, like whatever. And then that day came around and I didn't have any job offer there / like no security with that option. So I just did Boston. And I kind of even knew in doing it, I was like, you know, I'll try it for a year. And I never wanted to like attach too much like pressure, attach too many strings, I guess. I would put too much pressure on myself of like, I'm moving to Boston. Now I have to stay in Boston for the next 5 years, 10 years and like build my life here. And I know other people look at it that way. And I think that's, you know, that's just the difference in people. I've always been comfortable with change and like comfortable with new things. Change in terms of like moving. I've moved a lot. You know, I went from Long Island to Georgia for college, which is a big move. I did some internships in like random cities. And I'm just like a random person like that. Like I'm cool with that stuff. I get comfortable in my routine with people, I would say. You know, if I start hanging out with like a group of people, I'm going to be consistent with that and consistent with like my habits and whatever. But at the same time, I'm comfortable with like picking up and like moving my life tomorrow, because I don't have a significant other. I don't have like a pet or anything that's like tying me to one specific place. And I'm like, I have to move somewhere that's pet friendly. Like I don't have these things. So yeah. You guys get it. So NYC or bus, baby. I've mentioned it in a few things. I think some people are shocked, but I'm like, I just like expected this to kind of happen. And I'm happy that I've come to a cohesive decision, honestly. So in my lease up mid-June, like I said, I was just talking to my dad about like what the plan is. And I think we're going to try to get leases that overlap, because moving all my stuff to storage and then moving it out would be expensive too. So it's like, you might as well just get leases that overlap. So I think in May I'll start looking. I know that New York real estate is crazy, so it's probably going to be a lot of back and forth, like to and from New York in the month of May. But luckily, I don't really have too much like at all. So it's already basically March. It actually already is March. Happy March, everybody. This is crazy. January took 80 years and February like blinked and I went by. Does anybody else agree? But then at the same time, Valentine's Day feels like a long time ago. I don't know. Time is a funny thing. Brought to you by Bud Light Seltzer. No, it's not a beer. It's a hard seltzer from Bud Light. Here's something we love. 100 calories, less than 1 gram of sugar, and tastes great. So this is such a great beach move. If you guys are going on spring break, you got to pick up a case of these, get the variety pack, and find out which one you like. I really like the black cherry. That's like definitely my favorite. When I went on spring break last year to Miami, we would always go to like convenience stores and pick up some kind of like drink, I guess, and drink it on the beach or whatever. But I always felt guilty about what I was drinking because it always had too much sugar, or it was always just something that I was never completely satisfied with. So I really wish that Bud Light seltzers were a thing last spring break. But for all of you guys and gals who are going on it this year, you get the luxury of enjoying this. I also love just like having a pack of them in my fridge just at all times, so that when I have like a little pregame or just friends over, we can sip on them and we have them on hand. Like I said, the black cherry is my favorite, but the strawberry is also really good too. Bud Light seltzer is available now. Pick up a variety pack and try it for yourself. So looking ahead on like what's to come. So then March, I'm pretty much in Boston the whole month. April, we have Coachella in there. Oh, well, actually end of March, we have the Gals on the Go live show Atlanta. So if you haven't bought your tickets, you should. It's about to sell out. I don't know if it did, but we are so excited. We do want to start doing more live shows for Gals on the Go too. So this was more of like a test. We don't have like a tour booked. People are like, where are you coming next? Like, we have nothing booked, just being totally transparent with you guys. But we want to try it out and see how it goes. And then, you know, I'm sure it's going to go really well. Danielle and I love meeting you guys, so I think it will be super fun. And then we'll be able to do like a live show plus a meetup. So maybe we'll come to some other cities. So let us know what cities you would want to see us in. And then April, we have the second week, we have Coachella. And then I guess I'm back in Boston. Then May, I'm going to start looking at apartments. And then June, I move. So realistically, it's only a few more months in Boston. So that's why I'm like looking forward to it to some extent, because I'm just like, you know, it's going to be, the weather's going to get nicer. I get to have some fun and like know that I have no strings attached or whatever. So I'm excited. I'm looking forward to the next few months. And I think all is well. Yeah. 2019 was like such a fun year for me in Boston too. Like, I have literally no regrets of moving there. I feel like, I don't want to like get attacked for saying this, but I feel like the first year post-grad was like the free trial period of like adulthood. Like, I tried something new. I really got out of my comfort zone there, and I did the whole job thing, and I moved to a new city, and I started from scratch, and I did it. And like at the time it served me, but like I'm in a position where like I can walk away from something that no longer serves me, or not even no longer serves me, but I feel like I'm, you know, I did it. Like, check off the box, we can keep going. And, you know, maybe I'll love New York, maybe I won't. You know, I'm getting all of the mixed opinions from you guys. Some people are like, you're gonna thrive in New York. Some people are like, stay in Boston. And I'm like, I can't, unfortunately, like, it's my life at the end of the day. It's just like what happened with me quitting my job. You know, I had 50-50 responses with that too, of people like, you're gonna regret this, and then people that are like, you're not gonna regret this, like, go for your dreams. Which I don't regret it, by the way. I've been doing a lot of reflection on that period too. Like I said, I've been watching a lot of my old videos and just like going over old decisions and stuff. And honestly, I don't regret starting the job, and I don't regret when I left the job. I think it was all really, really good timing for me. And I can't even imagine if I had stayed like another month or two, just because the way that like business opportunity on the personal end kind of picked up when I left, and the way that the cards kind of like fell on the table for that. Like, this is so cheesy, but actually I feel like everything happens for a reason in that sense. And then, you know, I had a really fun 2019, and then like the crap kind of hit the fan for me in like 2020 in my personal life. And that's okay, because I think that that was like the closing of one door and the opening of another. And in the moment, obviously nothing's fun to go through. It was freaking terrible to go through. And I was so sad and I felt so alone. And I was in the city and I was just like, oh my God, do I have any friends? Like, and of course I didn't know that I have friends and I did have people that I could call up and whatever, but it just, it felt like I was so alone and living alone. And oh my God, I'm like getting emotional, but it's all good. I think I go through a lot in private, even though I don't really. I mean, I tweet about everything that I freaking go through, I guess. But at the same time, it's like, you know, you go through so much in private that when you finally get to like open up and like talk about it, it's like your feelings are so justified. Like I've done that where then I'll like tell, you know, Danielle or Mariah or one of my close friends, like, oh my gosh, all of this stuff. And they're like, that's like heavy stuff. Like you've been dealing with a lot. So yeah, it's all good. I'm working through it all. But yeah, literally I take things now. I've also gotten better about when like crap goes wrong in my life, I take it as a sign to like pivot or make a change or whatever. Like I try not to see other people's poor decisions as a reflection of me, but as a reflection of them, which I know this is like really deep philosophical thinking, but like it's the same way with receiving criticism or whatever. You know, if people are out here like you're ugly and like you, I hate you, whatever. Maybe they're having a bad day. Like, you know, so if someone does something crappy to you and doesn't see like the repercussions of their actions, I try to look at it like, you know, they have things that they have, like blocks that they probably have to work through in their personal life. And like, it's not because I deserve this because I'm a bad person or whatever it is. So anyways, I take everything as like signs and like fate and stuff. And, you know, the past year was so fun. I can't, like a year ago, I was like, basically a year ago, I was like breaking my wrist. And then that was like a really weird period of time for me. And then I was like, oh yeah, it was spring break. So I guess I just got my job offer for this job. Oh my gosh. This was like a really, really wild period of time for me. So much changes in a year. Like if you would have told me that all of this had happened a year ago, I would not believe you. Like I would just be like, you're lying. Like all of the people that I've met and things that I've done and decisions I've come to, like, if you would have told me that I like, you know, started my job, already quit my job and like, oh my gosh, a lot changes in a year. So if you guys are feeling discouraged right now, just know I was in that place towards the end of college too, like where I was like, I don't know what to do with my life, just feeling so lost and like I was just grasping for opportunity. And sometimes you have to make a decision that doesn't necessarily, like, you don't know what the outcome's going to be. Like it could just be like a big question mark and like it could go really well, it could go really bad, but either way, it's a lesson learned and you can walk away from it and know that you, if you put your best foot forward and like tried your best. This is getting really deep, but I think a lot of you guys are probably dealing with that right now. I got a lot of questions on like the difference between college and post-grad. And I think the big thing is like your schedule is so different. I was also watching a lot of my old college vlogs and I just realized the amount of time that I was just, well, I slept in. Oh my God. I would wake up. I'd be like, good morning guys. It's 10:30. I just woke up. What? No, like in adulthood, you just simply can't do that unless you're working a night shift or something. I don't know, but like that's already halfway through my workday if I worked in corporate still. Yeah, my friends are obviously everywhere. A lot of them are in Atlanta. That was another thing, like, why don't you move to Atlanta? And I would be so down to try like a totally new random city and like do that. But like I said, I feel like I can't really move for friends and I have to do things for me at this point. And I just want to do something entirely for me and for what's best for not only like business and like personal development and stuff like that, because obviously YouTube business wise, there's way more opportunity in New York than in Atlanta. There is still like a lot of opportunity there. And it'd be so fun to live like near my friends from college and like do that whole thing. And Atlanta's so fun, but I just don't think it's for me. Not to say that it's completely off the table. And, you know, maybe that'll be my next move. I don't know. Am I going to stay in New York for 1 year, 5 years, the rest of my life? I truly don't know. And I'm actually okay with that because I'm so young. I'm still 22. Like, I'm so young when I really think about it. I'm like, oh my gosh, because I'll talk to people and they'll be like, yeah, I'm 25. Like, I'm blah, all over the place, whatever. And I'm like, you know what? Like, Brooke, you're doing okay. Not that you should compare yourself to others, but we're going to be okay. So yeah, I just feel like I have friends everywhere. And post-grad's really crazy because if you do like what I did where you move to a new city and like take a new job, not really near your friends or like only a few people from your school are there, whatever. It really is like starting over. And it's hard. And it's especially hard because you're just coming off of college where you did the grind thing for 4 years. And like by the end of college, you know, you might not have had your best friends freshman year, but by the end, maybe you do. Not everybody does, and that's okay. But like my situation was like freshman year, sophomore year were kind of bumpy for me. But then like junior, senior year, I like found my people and like found my group and like got in my rhythm of like finding who I was. And I think college is whatever you do. If you do your associates, it's 2 years, you know, bachelor's four, you go on to more school. Like you have such a set path and such a set rhythm where it's like you're doing something, but every single day you're like working towards a common goal, if this makes sense. So I'm trying to make this like rational in my brain, but basically like every day you're moving towards the next step. Like you're, you know, studying for the next test. Studying for the next test to then do well in that class to then, you know, take the next class next semester. It's just like a progression of moving forward versus I feel like in adulthood, it's not like a linear sequence. It's kind of like, all over the place. What even was that tongue motion? You know what I mean though? It's like throwing like darts at a board. It's not like a cohesive straight line where college I feel like is. Even if you change your major and stuff, you know, it might get a little wobbly in there, but at the same time you're still on like a cohesive path. Like usually the goal is to graduate or at least to like continue learning versus in adult life it's like try something, doesn't work, you know, maybe it takes you 2 years to get a promotion, maybe it takes you 6 months to get a promotion. Even do you get a promotion at your job, you know, are you the only person in your level at the job? Like it's very different, I would say. So yeah, college versus post-grad is a crazy time. And I think it's okay to not be okay. And that's what you have to know. And it's not going to be easy at first. I actually had like the opposite experience for me. It was like the honeymoon phase when I first got into my rhythm of like work and everything. And I was like, wait, new people. Oh my gosh, this is so fun. It was summer. And I like had like the best summer ever in Boston. Summer in Boston is so fun. If you guys live there or have ever considered like doing an internship in Boston or whatever and living there over the summer, highly, highly recommend. It is so fun because the weather is so beautiful. And like, oh my gosh, it's just so sunny. Go to Tia's on Thursday nights. They're fun, like by the water, and you could like drink. I don't know. It's so fun. So I would say it's okay to not be okay. You know, everybody's path is different for me. Like I remember like post-grad, everyone's like, wow, you're really thriving, Brooke. Like you just got there and you're already thriving. And then here I am, you know, eight months later. And like now my world kind of is like crumbling, not actually because I'm like pushing through and I'll be okay. But everybody's timeline's different. You know, some people are just now getting in the rhythm of it. And some people are still looking for jobs, and that is okay. And I don't think you should beat yourself up about it because at the end of the day, everybody's path looks different. So whatever. Other questions, 2020, what I'm excited for, obviously moving. When I think about it, I really genuinely get like giddy because I just feel like I'm going to be, I spend a lot of my days alone in Boston. And I feel like in New York, there's a lot of other like creators, people that do similar stuff that I do, like freelancers, stuff like that. And I do have like my little squad of YouTube friends, you know, in, obviously in Boston, but it's like, you know, there's only like four of us or whatever it is. It's not many versus in New York. I feel like I am connected with so many people. I also do have friends from high school and college and stuff like that, that just live in New York and are, you know, out there living their best life. I made some friends in Boston that are actually moving back to New York. So I have a lot of people, I would say, in my life that are going to inevitably end up in New York. So I feel like I'm setting myself up for success, like in a business sense, but also socially and everything. Like I feel like it's just a logical move for me, so I'm really, really excited for that. And June really can't come fast enough, but at the same time I'm ready to like enjoy the next few months in Boston and like do new things and just have fun and like focus on like having fun, because I know that there is something coming up for me in a few months. So it's not like, I don't know, like I'm good. Also excited just for Gals on the Go brand stuff. Obviously we are, you know, doing the first live show and just the merch and just the brand in general. We've been working really hard at it. And Danielle and I are just so, so into it and so into Gals on the Go. And like, you guys are just incredible and like fostering this community. And we are so excited about it. Like, it's absolutely incredible what we've built and so proud of it and thankful for you guys for supporting us. Yeah, also just excited for business stuff in general. I kind of talked about in a recent vlog, I've been working on a new project, not going to say the details of it really anytime soon because I barely even tell people in my personal life. But it is like a business aside, like totally separate from YouTube podcast. Like it's just a brand of something that I want to work on and that I've had the vision in mind to work on for months. And I would like mention the concept to some people, and I don't think it was fully seen, but I'm like working on putting together like materials for that, and hopefully we'll start, you know, doing some meetings and stuff, moving that forward, because that would be a really cool thing to get going. Maybe not 2020, but 2021 or something. I know things take time. That's another thing that I'm learning, is that I think Danielle and I are both somewhat of impatient people. Like, you know, if we want something, we want it like that day, that week at least. And I'm realizing that with business ventures and things like that, it doesn't work that way. And a lot of the world doesn't work that way. You know, we live in such an on-demand world where it's like you could order from, you know, Amazon Prime and have it at your door, ideally the same day, sometimes the next day. So we're so used to this, like, wait, what do you mean it's going to take 3 weeks to get that paperwork done? So it's like shocking, like what? So I'm learning that it's okay to take a breath, and, you know, things don't. And I'm pretty relaxed when it comes to like my work speed anyways. You guys know that. I'm not like insane, like grind, like hustle, because like I just don't operate well that way. But at the same time, if I have something in mind and I'm like, wow, I'd love to see, you know, the completed product of that like tomorrow, I have to realize that it's probably going to take a few weeks, months, whatever. So it's all good working on stuff like that, which is exciting. It's exciting to work on things that I'm excited about and passionate about again, and like refining that like passion in me. And honestly, I've just been loving, I know this is so cheesy, but like working on myself and realizing more about what I like and what I don't like and how I operate living alone, and you know, my interests and my passions, and I guess discovering more about me and like who makes me me, and my health, obviously, working out more and like trying to cook more at home. And I'm never going to be one of those people that's like freaking grows my own garden and cooking everything from that. But who knows, you know, maybe I don't know, I could do my own thing and find my own groove. But that's really it. I'll check and see if you guys have any other newer questions here. You guys want more funny stories, I guess, because the Greece podcast last week and stuff. UGA experience, it was, especially being out of state, yeah, it was a really great time. I think at schools like Georgia, it's, you know, life is what you make it there. It's a really big school, so it's easy to get lost in the hustle. So plug yourself in, get involved. That's what I tried to do, and it took time. Freshman year, if you watch my college experience video, freshman year, even sophomore year weren't great for me. I studied abroad and then I came back and I had the time of my life. So I think it takes a second to get used to it. And like I said, things unfortunately don't happen overnight, but Georgia overall is such an incredible school with such incredible opportunity. So fun, obviously the football, just like the experience of going to a big state school truly is unmatched. So I really, really love that. Brooke, do you have the image in your head of a perfect man? Not really. I mean, I feel like my type is so similar though. Like even when I'm like swiping on apps or whatever, I like go through my matches and I'm like, all these guys look the freaking same. But it's just because like I have a vision in my head of like what I like, and I feel like you stick to that. But yeah, I think I'm going on a date this week. I don't really know. I'm not really like crazy actively dating, because like I said, I am leaving Boston. So like what in my head, I'm like, am I really gonna like date all these guys I live in Boston if I'm like about to leave? But I guess I'm gonna try it out like a little bit more, just like some dating updates or whatever, mutual friends, whatever it is. I'm cool with that. I'm cool with like being fun and whatever. I'm not really looking for anything serious right now. I think at one point, like a few months ago, I was like really ready for something serious, and it was just like a situation where it was, I was ready for something, but it wasn't the right person. And it really like honestly crushed me, because I felt like for the first time in my entire life, I was actually ready to be with someone. And then I just couldn't get past it in my head that it just wasn't the right person, and that we had very different just things going on in life, and it was never going to work. But I was just delusional, and I was like, no, it could work, like this is productive, like we're going somewhere. And I just had to get past that, and that was, it's really hard to get past. So I think you have to know in your head like what you're out here looking for. Danielle always says it doesn't work to go out into the world and just say like, I want a boyfriend. And it's actually true, because it, I mean, I think about it for me, and it didn't work for me, that I was like, wow, I'm finally ready to date, and then like it didn't really happen. I'm like all over the place with this story, but basically I'm just saying that I'm just trying to like have fun and focus on me right now and becoming the best version of myself. And I think that it really is, like, I've just noticed such a shift even in the past month, 2 months, where I've like really looked in within me and been like, wow, I have a lot of areas of growth that I have to work on in my life, you know, flaws that I have or just facets of my personality that maybe aren't the most becoming. And I can, the only person who can change that is me. And the only person who can change my life is me. So that's what I've been focusing on. Really excited for my move. So honestly, just so, I know it's so cheesy, but like so grateful that I have the means to do that and bop around and try something new. And yeah, I'm just so thankful. So I love you guys so, so much. I hope you enjoyed this little fun podcast. I just wanted to give you a little catch up. If you want to hear more catch ups like this, maybe Danielle and I could, you know, each do them sometimes, because that's like fun to do. And I really want Danielle to do an episode on becoming a spin instructor, because I'm really interested in that. So let us know if you guys ever have specific episode ideas or whatever, because we want to obviously do what you guys want to hear us do. I'm like stretching on my floor right now. I'm feeling a little stiff right now. I did a few days in a row of spinning, like three, and I'm like, I feel like I need a good stretch. So I'm going to stretch out, wash my face, and then go get my hair done. Really looking forward to that. Love you guys so, so much. Stay up to date, like I said, on our Instagrams. I'm also just at Brooke Michio. Danielle's at Danielle Carolyn. Those are great places to follow us for more like fast things. I know like we announced the live show on the podcast and on our Instagram, and it's like about to sell out. I think we have like 5 tickets left, so I bet it's sold out by the time this episode goes up. But there will be more. We love you guys, and we will chat soon. Bye.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more, and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.